This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, September 9th, 2022. Congratulations to Kelly Russell Agadon of Port Ludlow and Joanne Tompkins of Port Townsend for being finalists in the annual competition for the Washington Book Award. The award honors work of outstanding literary merit by Washington authors. It is awarded based on the strength of the publication's literary merit, lasting importance, and overall quality. A panel of judges, composed of librarians, booksellers, and authors, evaluates every book submitted. The judges determine the list of finalists and winners. A book is eligible if it is written by a Washington State author and published between January 1st and December 31st of the year prior to the award. Kelly's latest poetry collection, Dialogues with the Rising Tides, published by Port Townsend's Copper Canyon Press, is in the running for Poetry Prize. In the fiction category, Joanne's novel is titled What Comes After. It is roughly based on the years she worked as a lawyer and mediator in what are considered high trauma cases. Both books are for sale at Imprint Books on Water Street. Congratulations to these two Jefferson County writers. The winners will be announced next Tuesday. A scheduling conflict involving the Wooden Boat Festival and a tribal fishery opening in and around Port Townsend Bay came to light just before the Labor Day weekend. Jake Beatty, director of the Northwest Maritime Center, pointed this out to local tribal leaders who generously agreed to postpone their crabbing, which would have involved seven local tribes exercising their tribal treaty rights. They would have been in an already chaotic harbor and would have needed to offload their crabs to waiting buyers. It was obviously not a good situation, so the tribes had to hustle on Labor Day weekend to cancel their plans and set a new date. Beatty thanked the tribes, particularly the Jamestown Sklallam, who have had a close working relationship with NMC over the years. And if you plan to attend Wooden Boat, you are urged to walk, ride a bike, paddle a kayak, or take the bus from the park and ride. And there are some new environmental protocols in place this year. Recycling is a priority, down to composting food waste and some of the cups, plates, and utensils. Clearly marked bins are there for festival goers to do their part. The weather looks just about perfect, and it will be sunny. You are asked to bring your own water bottle. There will be refill stations throughout the festival grounds. The festival winds up on Sunday evening, and by Monday all the tents and trash cans and signage will be gone. But returning boats at the marina won't stay long because on Wednesday, September 14th, work officially begins on the new breakwater. The project is on a tight schedule and plans to wrap up in 4 months. The community is invited to attend the groundbreaking at 3:30. There will be another groundbreaking on Wednesday as well. Habitat for Humanity will officially begin work on 6 permanently affordable homes at Landis and 18th Street. A lot of the clearing and site preparation is already underway. According to the leader, there will be 3 paired homes, and each home will have its own wall and 2 to 3 bedrooms. The homes will be sold to selected families, and the prices will be kept affordable each time one is sold. That is part of the covenant. And there will be a ceremony on Wednesday starting at 3:30. State Rep. Steve Tharinger will be there, as well as Mayor David Faber and local and state Habitat for Humanity officials. And the fate of the beloved poplars along Sims Way will finally be decided by the PUD, the city, and the port at a meeting on Monday, September 12th at 6:30. The City Advisory Board has recommended that all trees along the boatyard side be cut down and only selective trees on the Kai Tai Lagoon side. A final decision should mean that work will start this winter. That's a lot of construction coming up in the near future. Remember, parking will be more difficult than normal on this Wooden Boat weekend. And looking ahead, think about taking a farm tour next weekend. You can pick up a brochure at either of the farmers markets. It's a perfect time of year for remembering that we are a rural county with beautiful scenery and lots of dedicated farmers. And that's it for today's news. 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Have a great weekend, and remember your water bottle.